Today's daf is Shabbos daf Mem, and we are four lines from the top of daf Mem Amid Aleph Itmar. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avram ben Gittel, Yechiel Yosef ben Sara, Henech Yisrael ben Esther Necha, Yitzchak Elio ben Chaya Sara, Avram Yekosiel ben Gittel, Avram Kadesh ben Malka Bela, Ben Tzion ben Hadassa Chasya, Leah Bas Chana. Today's daf's also being learned. Le'ilu Nishmas Shloim Zev ben Avram Yitzchak and Rafol Zalman Hillel ben Zechariah. So, in the latter part of yesterday's daf, the Gemara digressed a little bit and discussed the halachas of bathing on Shabbos and bathing on Yontif. So just to follow the paper trail of the Gemara, how did we go from Perakira to bathing? Because the Mishnah on the bottom of the Aflam and Chesem Adbeis was discussing Bishol, which very much relates to Perakira, albeit unconventional methods of Bishol. So the conventional way that one would cook is you have a pot that's on fire, you cook the food inside the pot. What would be if somebody cooks using heat that is not fire, but rather something that became hot as a result of its exposure to fire? What the Gemara calls toldos are. What if somebody cooks in the sun, using the heat of the sun? What if somebody cooks using something that became hot because it was exposed to the sun? What the Gemara refers to as toldos chama. That was the discussion in the Gemara, and it was in the context of those halachas that the Mishnah mentioned a story, a ma'isa shahaya kachaya with the anshei tferia, who took a pipe of cold water, they ran it through one of the chamei tferia. The purpose of it was to benefit from the heat of the chamei tferia without actually using the chamei tferia. So apparently some of the springs in tferia were dirty, they were murky, and people didn't want to bathe in it. But at the same time, there were a lot of benefits you can get from the chamei tferia. So what they did was they used the chamei tferia to heat up their clean water, and then they would bathe in the clean water. And the chachamim heard what the anshei tferia did, and they were very disappointed. And they told them that if you did this on Shabbos, meaning even if you ran the pipe Erev Shabbos, but if the water was heated from the chamei tferia on Shabbos, it's treated as chamin shehuchamu b'Shabbos. Talach is, you're not allowed to bathe in that water. You're not allowed to drink that water either. If you ran this pipe Erev Yontif, which would mean that the water was heated on Yontif, then it's going to be treated like water that was heated on Yontif. What's the halacha? You're not allowed to bathe in it. However, you are allowed to drink it. Regardless, we were discussing unconventional methods of heating, unconventional methods of cooking. It's in that context that the Mishnah mentioned the story with the Anshei Tferia and the Macha of the Chachamim. So the Gemara began digressing on Lamates on the days, and the Gemara is going to continue here into Daf Mem. This is actually a very important Gemara. So Shabbos Lamates on the days and Shabbos Daf Mem Amar Aleph is often quoted in halachic circles in the context of whether one can take a shower on Shabbos. So or Yontif, I should say. Bathing and showering, Shabbos, Yontif. This is the sugi right here. It's Daf Lamates on the days, it's Daf Mem Amar Aleph. Now the one thing that we saw in Lamates on the days, and that will segue right into today's Daf, is that there were three levels of bathing that the Gemara discussed. Immersing your body completely into a body of water, bathing, going into a mikveh, swimming, that's one level. Another level is merely washing your face, your hands, or your feet, what the Gemara calls rechitzas pan of yadav v'raglav. The third level is lehishtatev bahen kol gufay, meaning your entire body is being immersed in water, but rather you going into the water is being poured on top of you. Another thing that we saw in the Gemara is that there's a nafkamina between whether the water was heated on Shabbos or whether the water was heated on Erev Shabbos. There's an afkamina of whether the water was heated on Yontif or whether it was heated on Erev Yontif. Another thing we saw is that Shabbos and Yontif are clearly different as it relates to the Salacha. And the reason is because you're allowed to heat water on Yontif l'tzorech eichel nefesh. And being that you can heat water on Yontif l'tzorech eichel nefesh, you can invoke Beis Hillel's Shita Mesech Dizbeya, which is mitoich shehutra malacha l'tzorech eichel nefesh, hutra malacha nami shaloi l'tzorech eichel nefesh. But at the same time, we saw yesterday that has limitations, because the only time you say mitaych is if the melacha that you're doing, which is not oichol nefesh, is something that's shovel oichol nefesh. It's something that everybody would do. Everyone feels is necessary. But if it's something that only some people feel is necessary, others don't, then you would not have the halacha of mitaych. The bottom line is, what seemed to emerge from yesterday's daf is, as it relates to the bullet points and the halacha lemaisa, is it's also to bathe on Shabbos, it's also to bathe on Yontif, with water that was heated on Shabbos on Yontif, or even with water that was heated on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. Again, a lot more about this in today's daf. Another thing we saw is that as it relates to Rechitzas Panav Yadav Raglav, that's where there's a very distinct difference between Shabbos and Yontif. On Shabbos, it would be Aser to bathe Panav Yadav Raglav with water that was heated on Shabbos. It would be Mutter, however, to bathe Panav Yadav Raglav on Shabbos with water that was heated on Erev Shabbos. Yontif, you're allowed to bathe Panav Yadav Raglav even with water that was heated on Yontif. Because Panav Yadav Raglav is considered Shavah L'chol Nefesh. As a result, even if you heated the water on Yontif, it's Mutter, because we paskin like Beis Hillel, that Mitoch Shehutra L'tzayr Chol Nefesh, Hutra Nami Shalei L'tzayr Chol Nefesh, albeit where it's Shavah L'chol Nefesh, Panav Yadav Raglav is considered Shavah L'chol Nefesh. As it relates to L'shtatef Behen Kol Gufay, what would be the halacha if you heated up water Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif, and now on Shabbos and Yontif, you want to take a shower? What would be the halacha over there? So that was a big time machlokes tanan. Rab Meir said it's always aser. Rab Shimon said it's always mutter. Rab Yehuda said with hot water would be aser, with cold water would be mutter. Rab Yochanan said halacha kedivri machriya. So it would seem that the halacha is like Rab Yehuda, that it would be aser with hot water, it would be mutter with cold water. Either way, it's a little bit confusing. It's a lot to digest. This is just a hakdama to today's daf. The Gemara is going to go into it a little bit more here in daf Mem Amud Aleph. Zok the Gemara, Itmar Chamed Shulchan Bum Erev Shabbos. If somebody has hot water on Shabbos, but the water was heated on Erev Shabbos, Rav Amar Rav says, L'machar on Shabbos itself, Roichetz Behem Kol Gufay, he's allowed to bathe his entire body, Aver, as long as he does it one Aver at a time. It's true, Shmuel said there is a concept that if you have water that was heated on an Erev Shabbos, that you're allowed to bathe with it on Shabbos if you're not bathing your entire body. But it's only Panav Yadav Viraglav. It's very specific. It's only part of your body. But if you're going to go now and you're going to bathe your entire body, even if you do it one aver at a time, it doesn't matter. The halach is it's going to be awesome. So according to Rav, even though you're not allowed to bathe your entire body on Shabbos, even with water that was heated on Erev Shabbos. And we saw that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir both held in the Braisa, you can't even take a shower if you're going to bathe your entire body, even with water that was heated on Erev Shabbos. But if you're going to do it one aver at a time, Rav said a very big chiddush, it's going to be mutter. Shmuel said no. The only time there's a difference between water that was heated Erev Shabbos and Shabbos, meaning the only time it's ever mutter to bathe on Shabbos, is if the water was heated Erev Shabbos and you're only bathing Panav Yadav Rav. Freit Gemara, three kashas on Rav. Number one, Meisvei, Chamin Shulchan Bum Erev Shabbos. If someone has water that was heated on Erev Shabbos, the Machar on Shabbos itself, Reichitz Panav Yadav Rav, you're allowed to bathe Panav Yadav Rav, but you can't bathe your entire body. Tufta de Rav, it says before, you should not let it bathe your entire body. It sounds like even Aver Aver. Amalach Rav, the Gemara says it's not a tufta, because Rav could always tell you, Loi kol gufa bevas achas. What the Brisa means when it says Loi kol gufa, it means in one shot. Ela Aver Aver. But if you do it one Aver at a time, it's going to be fine. Frank the Gemara, v'apon of yodav raglav ktani. But look at the Reisha of the Brisa, meaning even if you're not compelled by the Sefer of the Brisa. The Reisha said, Chamin shuchamu me'erev Shabbos l'macha roicheitz behem pan of yadav raglav. It sounds like only pan of yadav raglav. If it's true, you can bathe your entire body as long as you do it aver aver. So the Brisa should have said that. So the Gemara says ke'ein pan of yadav raglav. The way Rav's going to understand the Brisa, it's a little dachuk. Not pan of yadav raglav, but ke'ein pan of yadav raglav. When you bathe pan of yadav raglav, you do it one aver at a time. You do pan of, then you do yadav, then you do raglav. So you can bathe your entire body in that fashion, as opposed to bathing your entire body bevas achas. But Rav says, even though it's a little dachuk, it's not necessarily that my shita is mufrach from this brisa. So the Gemara says, Toshma, I'll try to disprove Rav from another brisa. Le'itir l'uchetz b'cham et shukum b'merav Shabbos. Chama did not allow one to bathe on Shabbos using water that was heated on Erev Shabbos, Ela Panav Yadav Raglav, unless he's bathing Panav Yadav Raglav. Again, it sounds like you can never bathe your entire body, even if it's Aver Aver. Only Panav Yadav Raglav. Mara says, no, Hachanami Ke'en Panav Yadav Raglav. Rav's going to say, it means Ke'en Panav Yadav Raglav. When you bathe Panav Yadav Raglav, you do it one Aver at a time. So Ke'en Panav Yadav Raglav is what the Chabim always allowed you to do. If you do it not Ke'en Panav Yadav Raglav, meaning you do your whole body, Bevas Achas, that's when it's a problem according to Rav. So strike two. We had two brises so far that at first glance the Gemara thought sounds very much like Shmuel, only pun of Yad V'Raglav is mutter. If you want to bathe your entire body, even Aver, it's not going to be okay. But the Gemara says you can somehow retrofit these brises with Shita's Rab. But the Gemara says, Tanya Kavasei Deshmol. Now I have a brisa which very much supports Shmol. Chamin Shulchan Brumi Erev Shabbos. If someone has water that was heated on Erev Shabbos, the Machran Shabbos itself, Reiches Ben Pan of Yad V'Raglav, you're allowed to bathe Pan of Yad V'Raglav. Here it's Mefurish. Avoloi Kol Gufay Aver. But you can't bathe your entire body, even if you do it Aver. And the brisa continues, Ve'ein Tzarech Loimer, goes without say that Chamin Shulchan Brumi Erev Shabbos, that this halacha will be true for water that was heated on Yantif. Meaning, if it's true for water that was heated on Erev Shabbos, it's certainly going to be true for water that was heated on Yantif. Hold that thought. We'll get back to that later in the daf. But for now, the Gemara says, Tanya Kavasei Deshmul. It's Mefurish. Because here the Braisa isn't just talking about pun of Yad V'Raglav, where you could say maybe it means Ke'ein pun of Yad V'Raglav, even if it's your entire body, Aver. Here the price is explicit. Chamin shehuchamu me'erev Shabbos, l'macha roichetz behem pon of Yad V'Raglav, okay, ava loy kol gufay Aver, which was Shita Shmuel. So the Gemara says, this is a Tanya Kavasei de Shmuel, and at first glance, this would seem to be a tiyufta de Rav. The Gemara says that this machloikis that we just had between Rav and Shmuel, whether you can bathe your entire body on Shabbos with water that was heated on Erev Shabbos. If the water was heated on Shabbos, we're not having this conversation. With water that was heated on Erev Shabbos, where you do it Aver, according to Rav, you can. According to Shmuel, you cannot. That's only the first version in what this machloikis between Rav and Shmuel was. But the Gemara says there was another nusach in this machloikis Rav and Shmuel. So the Chachamim had a mesoira that there was a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel when it comes to bathing on Shabbos. The first version of that machloikis is what the Gemara just discussed. Says the Gemara, Rav Masa, the Rabbi Lishna Rabba, however, had a different version of what Rav's kula was as follows. Chamin shulchamu me'erev Shabbos. If you have water that was heated on Erev Shabbos, l'machar, now it's Shabbos, Amar Rav, Rav says, roichetz ben kol gufay, this is a much bigger chiddush. You can bathe your entire body, u'meshayir everecha, as long as you leave over one ever, meaning not your entire body one ever at a time, but rather your entire body, bevas achas, as long as you leave out one ever. So in this version, the Chachmei HaTalmud asked all the questions that the Gemara asked according to the previous version, and Tiyufta, and here the Gemara actually used the word Tiyufta, checkmate, Rav is knocked out. Meaning in the previous version, if you're holding Cheshbon, there were three kashas, it was only the third question that the Gemara said was a Tanya Tekavasi Deshmul. The first two we were able to figure out. What did it say in the first two? On Shabbos, if you have water that was heated on Erev Shabbos, you could be Reichet Pan of Yad V'Raglav. It sounds like only Pan of Yad V'Raglav, not your whole body, even if it's Aver. So there the Gemara said you could be Madchiket, because you could always say it means Ke'ein Pan of Yad V'Raglav, not Pan of Yad V'Raglav, but just like Pan of Yad V'Raglav is one aver at a time, so maybe you could always do it one aver at a time. But according to the second version of Rav, it doesn't have to be one aver at a time. You could do your whole body. If you leave your one arm out, it's fine. Doesn't sound like that from the Braisa, because those Braises all said Pan of Yad V'Raglav. And even if it's Ke'en Pan of Yad V'Raglav, Rav would be Tiyufta based on Rabbi's Girsa in what Rav Shita was. And that's why here the Gemara says Tiyufta. Omli Rav Yosef Abaye. Rav Yosef told Abaye, Rabbi, Mika Ovid Kishmaite de Rav. Did Rabba do what he believed was Shitas Rav or not? Meaning Rabba had a Masoira that according to Rav, you're allowed to bathe on Shabbos, Kol Gufay, as long as you leave out one Aver. Again, of course, only if the water was heated on Erev Shabbos. So Rabbi Yosef asked Abaya what Rabba did. Now, why would Abaya be the authority in what Rabba did? So the short answer is because Rabba was Abaya's Rebbe. Abaya referred to Rabba throughout Shas as Mar. So Abaya had some inside information. He knew the Meiser Rabbas with his Greiser Rebbe, Rabba. But Rashi adds one wrinkle to this, and that is Abaya was a Yosin, and Abaya was raised by his by Rabba, his Rebbe. So he didn't just know him as a Talmud, he knew him as a father figure. He lived in his house. And that was what Rabbi Yosef wanted to know. So it's interesting, Rabbi Yosef is asking Abaya about Rabba. Rabbi Yosef and Rabba come together in Shas, like Abaya and Rabba do, like Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua do. But at the same time, Abaya knew Rabba even a little more to a degree than Rav Yosef did, because Rav Yosef maybe was chavrusas with him, but Abaya lived in his house. And this is what Rav Yosef wanted to know. He asked Abaya whether Rabba took on lemaisa this kula, that Rav holds you're allowed to bathe your entire body, minus Aver Echad, on Shabbos, with water that was heated on Erev Shabbos. Amalei, so Abaye told him after that whole introduction, lo yadanu, I don't know. Says the Gemara, I don't even understand the Shaila. Mighty Baile, what was Rabbi Yosef Shaila? Pshita de lo yavid. For sure Rabbi didn't do it. Ahoy, Toysef. Didn't the Gemara just say, Tiyufta de Rab, one brisa, two brises, three brises? So if Rav was upgefrakt, according to Rabbi's version of what Rav said, of course Rabbi didn't do it. Why would Rabbi say over Allah in the name of Rav, which is Tiyufta de Rav Tiyufta, and then conduct himself in his own personal life with that halacha that was tiyufta? So the Gemara says, Lo Shmili, Rabbi Yosef somehow knew that Rabbi didn't know those brises. Again, even if Rabbi Yosef didn't know what Rabbi did in his house, but he certainly knew the brises that Rabbi knew. And Rabbi Yosef, who knew Rabbi very well as far as learning goes, knew that he didn't know these brises. And as a result, this was his question. Incidentally, Rabbi Yosef was the Sinai. Rabbi was the Oikaharim. So maybe he knew he didn't know these brises. But that's the bottom line. Lo Shmili, so the Gemara says, okay, then b'manavshach. If Rabbi Yosef knew that Rabbi didn't know these brises, then vaday of it. Then for sure, Rabbi Yosef should have assumed that Rabbi did do like Rav. And what was Abaye's shaila? Because the Amir Abaye said, we just had this Quran not long ago, couldn't call me the demar of it kirav. Whatever there was machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, Maraz and Rabbi would always follow Rav. Bar Mehamet class, there were three exceptions to the rule. The three that the Gemara discussed in the beginning of Perek Memad Likin. The Ovid Kishmul, Matila mi beggar the beggar. You let him move tzitzis from a beggar to a beggar. Rav says you can't, Shmuel says you can't. And Rabbi went like Shmuel, Madiki miner liner. You're allowed to light ner Chanukah. You could take fire from one ner, put it onto another ner. Rav said you can't, Shmuel said you can't. And Rabbi went like Shmuel. Valach grab Shmuel be greater. And as it relates to the Aloch of David Shein Meschaben on Shabbos, Rav held like Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel held like Rabbi Shimon, who's Mekel, and Rabbi used to go like Shmuel, who paskin like Rabbi Shimon Lekula, when it comes to David Shein Meschaven. The bottom line is, so what's this confusion over here? We have a klal as to what Rabbi did as it relates to Rav's halachas. Kol mili, every time there was a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel, Mar was Ovid Kirav. Rabbi always did like Rav. So here we're not sure if Rabbi followed Rav or he followed Shmuel. Of course he followed Rav. He always followed Rav. There were three times he didn't. This is not one of those three times. So the Gemara says, Kuchumi the Rav, Ovid, Kikuli Rav, Lo Yovid. That klal that Abaye said that his Rebbe, Rabbi, used to always follow Rav, that meant he always went Lachurma like Rav. He didn't necessarily always go Lekulu like Rav. So if this was a question where Rav was being Machmer, we would know the answer. But Rav over here is not being Machmer. Rav is saying a major Kula. So as it relates to Kulais, we don't have this rule. As a result, the Gemara says, Lo Yodan. So we had two Nuschais in what Rav's Kula is. Regardless, Shmuel argued, but we had two Nuschais in what Rav's Kula is. Either Rav holds you can wash your entire body on Shabbos with water that was heated on Erev Shabbos, as long as you do it one Aver at a time. According to the second version, Rabbah's version, you're allowed to wash your entire body bevas achas with water that was heated on Erev Shabbos, as long as you leave out one Aver. Regardless, it's clear in this Gemara that it's certainly not pashut to bathe on Shabbos. It's also not pashut to bathe on Yontif. Even if the water was heated on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, it's very problematic. Aver, you leave out one Aver, pun of Yadav Araglov. The water's on you, you're not going into the water. It's a whole bunch of different things that you have to juggle when you go through this Gemara. But the point is there's definitely some Isser of bathing on Shabbos, and there's some Isser of bathing on Yontif. And if you think about it for a second, why? It's not a Malach B'Raisa. It's not Chayrish, it's not Zereya, it's not Kaitzer, right? It's not one of the Lamites Malachas. Now, there are things that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos that are not related to Lamites Malachas. For example, Shvisas Behema, Lav de Mechamer, according to Beis Shammai, Shvisas Kalim. Tchumen, there are other Isurei Shabbos that are not related to one of the Malachas. But those are have sources in the Torah, and there's no Makar in the Torah that says you're not allowed to bathe on Shabbos, you're not allowed to bathe on Yontif. So even though everybody knows you can't bathe on Shabbos, there's no obvious basic halacha that every child knows, but at the same time, you have to know what the source to it is. And clearly it's not the Eraisa, because it's not one of the Lamites Malachas, it's not one of the fringy surim that you find on Shabbos either. So the question is, why then did the Chachamim, because this is clearly rabbinic in nature, why did they impose this at some point, cruel and unusual decree that one is not allowed to bathe on Shabbos, one is not allowed to bathe on Yontif? The answer to that is a little bit of history, and the Gemara right here is going to tell us a braisa that's going to take us on to Amud Beis, which will tell us the rest of the story. Why is it that the Chachamim said that you're not allowed to bathe on Shabbos, you're not allowed to bathe on Yontif? It's what's known in the vernacular as the Gezeiros Merchatzois, and this is the Makar to it right here. Tana Rabbanon, Merchat Shepakakuna Kavim Erev Shabbos. If you have a Merchat, you have a bathhouse. In the bathhouse, there's a bath. People would bathe. There were holes through which the heat would heat the merchats. Meaning, picture a bathhouse, like a mikveh. Underneath it, there was fire. That's why the merchatzos were considered dangerous. If you remember, the Gemara Masechtas Brachos says the one of the Amiram used to say a tefillah before, used to say a shvach vahudah afterwards, because it was considered dangerous to go into a merchatz, because there was fire underneath it that was heating the water. Now, that heat would travel through little holes. So what happened was, you had a merchatz, you plugged the holes on Erev Shabbos. The significance of plugging the hole is there's no way to heat this merchatz on Shabbos. So any heat that the merchatz has is there from Erev Shabbos. It's chamin shehuchamu be'erev Shabbos. That's just the Chazal's way of saying that. So the halach is, Shabbos, reichatz b'miyat, amatzah Shabbos, you can use this bath immediately. You don't have to wait b'chtei sheyasu. Sometimes the chum didn't even allow you to do things on matzoy Shabbos if the thing you were doing came about as a result of something that happened on Shabbos. But being that the heat of this water didn't happen on Shabbos, it all happened on Erev Shabbos, so matzah Shabbos, you could be reichatz miyat. What's clearly implied from this is that if you want to be reichatz with it on Shabbos itself, you can. Meaning matzah Shabbos, you could be reichatz miyat. Erev Shabbos, you can't. Why? L'chura, the water was heated on Erev Shabbos. It's because of this halacha we keep on saying. That if you have a merchatz, you have a bath, where the water was heated on Erev Shabbos, it doesn't matter. You're still not allowed to bathe in it on Shabbos. Pakun akav Erev Yontif. What happens if this all happened on Erev Yontif? So then the halacha is l'machar on Yontif itself, nichnasu mazia. You're allowed to go into the bathhouse and use it as a shvitz. Rashi says, as long as you don't make contact with the water, you can enjoy the steam that comes out of the water. That's not a problem. V'yoytze and then leave. U'mishtatev, you can even rinse yourself, but you can't rinse yourself in the room where the bath is. But beis achitzon, you have to do it in some outer chamber. Because if you do it in the bathhouse itself, it looks a little bit like maybe you bathed yourself. So again, you have to go through this braisa slowly. Merchatz shepaku nekar erev Shabbos. You have a merchatz, they plug the holes erev Shabbos. I mean, there's no heat coming through it on Shabbos. All the heat is from erev Shabbos. You can't use it on Shabbos. It's only the matzoy Shabbos, reichatz, right? And matzah Shabbos, you can use a miyab. Fine. Paku nekar erev Yontif. What if this is erev Yontif? On Yontif itself, doesn't say anything about bathing. On Yontif itself, you can go and shvitz, and then you can even wash yourself as long as you do it in the Beis Achitzen. It sounds very, very much like there's a difference between Shabbos and Yontif as it relates to the halacha of Merchatz. Stating that, if you take a look at Tosfos Dibur HaMaskul, Maitzoy Shabbos Reichitz Miyad, Tosfos says, and other Rishonim say it as well, there really is no difference between Shabbos and Yontif. There's no nafkiyamida between Shabbos and Yontif as it relates to this halacha. Whatever the halacha is by Shabbos, it's by Yontif. Whatever it's Nogeya Erev Shabbos, it's Erev Yontif. Shabbos and Yontif differ regarding Pon of Yad Veraglav. We're not talking about Pon of Yad Veraglav. We're talking about something that's not considered by Chazal, Shavah L'chol Nefesh. As a result, you don't have mitoich. As a result, there's no reason there should be a difference between Shabbos and Yontif. So the reason then the Braisa is talking about Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, Yontif, and Erev Yontif, it's not only to confuse us, but there's a reason for it. I'm Tosfos, I'm Berushayna. But what we need to know is that whatever we said about Erev Shabbos and Shabbos is true for Erev Yontif and Yontif. Whatever we said for Erev Yontif and Yontif is true for Erev Shabbos and Shabbos as well. So again, going through the Braisa Nochamol then, what we're saying is that if you have a bath that was heated on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif, you could be reichitz on Matzoy Shabbos, Matzoy Yontif, Miyad. No Kedei Sheyasu. But you can't be reichitz on it on Shabbos, you can't be yoytzen on Yontif. Additionally, what we're saying is, if you want to use it lahaziyah, you want to use it as a shvitz, that you could do on Yontif, you could also do it on Shabbos, because again, there's no difference between Shabbos and Yontif in this braisa. So you could do that either way, and then afterwards, you can even rinse yourself off in a beis achitzen. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, I'll tell you a story. This story took place in a bathhouse. Shel Bnei Brak. This wasn't a seder in Bnei Brak. This was a bathhouse in Bnei Brak. Shepakaku nekav of me'erev Yontif. Where they plugged the holes of a bathhouse on Erev Yontif. L'machar nichnas. And you know who entered this bathhouse the next day? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Nasi. Rabbi Akiva, the Gadol Hador. The Hiziyubay. They went into the Shvitz on Yontif. The Yotzu, and then afterwards they left. The Nishtatfu be'beis achitzen. They rinsed themselves off in the Beis Achitzen, which is in line with what the Braisa just said. Braisa said you could do that. Elo, they added one chumrah. Shechamin shaloi mechupim minasar. What they did was they went to the source of heat and they covered it up with boards. They were a little afraid of a maris sign. They wanted it to look very, very obvious that there was nothing heated on Erev, on Shabbos or on Yontif itself. Meaning, in this case, it was Yontif. So they went ahead and they covered it with boards. Meaning, the only time it's mutter, even lahaziyah, is if it was heated on Erev Shabbos. It was heated on Erev Yontif, which is what the Braisa is talking about, which was the case in their story. But lahoitzim elivin shal tzedaykim, they wanted it to be very, very obvious. So they covered off the source of heat with Nesarim. And like this, the Gemara says, because the Chacham heard about what happened, Amru, they said, Not that we were wrong for what they did. To the contrary, they were a little too from. They didn't have to go so far. It would have been fine as well. So either way, everything that we just said now is mi'ikar adin. Says the Gemara, when the Oivrei Aveiro started proliferating, we'll see what that means, hischilu le'esar. They went ahead to Chacham and said, and you're not allowed to use a bathhouse anymore, even as a shvitz. Meaning in the first shlav of the Gzeiris Merchatzais, you only weren't allowed to bathe. But if you wanted to use it as a shvitz, you were allowed to. In fact, there was a bathhouse in Bnei Brak that was visited by Rabbi Elazar ben Azai, Rabbi Akiva on Yontif. Lahazir, not to bathe, but lahazir. So you see, it's something that you're allowed to do. But the Chachamim at some point said, there are too many over Avera, we're going to have to knock this out. No good anymore. But at the same time, even at that time, they allowed people to walk through very large bathhouses. Meaning, are you allowed to walk through a bathhouse? So you're not going to literally go there and use it as a shvitz, but you're just going to walk through it. And then maybe, or maybe not, you'll benefit from some of the steam. So the Chachamim said, the large bathhouses you were allowed to walk through, the smaller ones you weren't allowed to. The Gemara Namad Beis is going to say that the small ones, because they were so small, so it was so compact, they were so hot, it was inevitable. It was like a psik resha. For sure you're going to benefit from the steam. For sure you're going to start schwitzing. So if you're not allowed to use a bathhouse, lazia, you can't even walk through a small bathhouse. But we'll see that on another day. It says, who are these ivrei aveira, as a result of which the Chachamim said that you can't even use a bathhouse as a shvitz. So the Gemara says, "I'm Rishon Ben Pazim, Rishon Ben Late, Rishon Ben Apart." Tchila, he reks in the Chamin, Shulchan Muberev Shabbos. Chamin used to allow. So here's the real history. They used to allow people to bathe on Shabbos as long as the water was heated on Erev Shabbos. So you can have a bath where you heated the water on Erev Shabbos, a jacuzzi, and you can go into it on Shabbos. That was the halacha. For sure, the halacha midei Raisa. And once upon a time, betchila, it was the halacha midei Rabbanan as well. What happened was, hischilu abalonim lahachim b'Shabbos. People used to frequent the bathhouses on Shabbos, and the balonim, these are bad guys in the eyes of Chazal, they used to operate the bathhouses. They would heat the water on Shabbos, wink, wink. They would say, no, I did it on Erev Shabbos. So Asra Sacham, the Chama said, you can't do this anymore. No more bathing. But Vitiras Hazeh, they said, if you want to use it as a shvitz, that you can do. Like we saw in the Brisa earlier. We saw Rabbi Elazar ben Azai, Rabbi Akiva used it as a shvitz. But Vadayin Hayurech Samacham, you know what happened? Chama realized there were people that were going to the bathhouse. They said again, wink, wink, we're going to use it as a shvitz, but they were really bathing. So Asra Sacham, Chama said, that's it, you can't use it as a shvitz either. But Vitiru Chami Tveria, they allowed the Chami Tveria. You know why? Because the Chamit Tveria is natural. What are you worried about? You're worried someone's going to heat the Chamit Tveria? Doesn't need our intervention. But Vadayin Hayurech the Chamiyor. They would use the Chamiyor, so people would be walking around with their towel and their little swim bag, and they would say, where you go? I'm going to the Chamit Tveria. Nechtigatok. He was going to a bathhouse. But I'm in the Chamit Tveria Rachatzno. So the Chamim said, you know what? We just have to knock this whole thing out. But they said, if you want to bathe in cold water, that's something you're allowed to do. But the Gemara says, it's interesting how much a part of the culture bathing was. You know, taking a shower in the eyes of Chazal was not considered shavah l'chol nefesh. But going and frequenting bathhouses was so much part of the culture that Rosh Ein Adavar Oyvila, and they saw the Chevra couldn't handle it. What do you mean? You can't knock out this. It's one day Yontif in Eretz Yisrael. As I can't. I need to go. The Gemara says, Etiru lehem Chamit Tveria. And they said, you know what? You're right. Chamit Tveria you can have. Vizeya, however, but the fact that we asked Vizeya, we're not going back on that. We're not going to retract that. The Issa Zeya is going to be in place. Either way, so it seems that the Gzeira of the Merchatzai is number one is an Issa the Rabbanon. It's related to bad guys, the Balonim, and a lot of Ramoim of people lying. Really, Chum didn't have such a problem, even with bathing and hot water. If the water was heated on Shabbos, yeah, then that's a problem, obviously. But if it was heated on Erev Shabbos, certainly Erev Yontif, it wouldn't have been an issue, but it was just shlav after shlav after shlav, one step after another, which got us to the maskana, which the Gemara says is what? He tiru lehem chamit feria, but at the same time, you're not allowed to bathe Shabbos Yontif, even if the water was heated before Shabbos Yontif. Not just that, you can't even use it as a shvitz. Cold water is mutter. Amar Rava. Rava said, hey man, the avad, the rabbanu, shor l'mikle avayana. One thing I could take out, meaning we just went through so much halacha and really lumdus if you go through this Gemara properly, but Rava said, I'll take out a light little raid bite from everything we just said, and that is, if someone's over and issa the rabbanon, Shari the Mikra Avaryan, you're allowed to call him an Avaryan. You're allowed to call him a Balavera. Come on, where do you see this? So the Gemara says, Ki Aitana, because the Tana referred to these people that were violating Yisurei Derabbana. Again, this whole sugi is a sugi Derabbana. The only ones that were over Yisurei Deraisa and everything we just mentioned with the Balonim, they were heating water on Shabbos. That's a big problem. But everyone else, they were bathing and they were schwitzing. They weren't really being over Yisurei Deraisa, and we refer to them as Misherabu Ivre Yavera. Ivre Yavera? So Rabbi says, yeah, you see, even someone that's over Yisurei Derabbana, Ivre Yavera. The Gemara says, Ambati Yeshal Krakim Mitayel Ben Eni Choshesh. One of the things the Chama said you can do is you're allowed to walk through an Ambati, a bathhouse of the Krakim, of the large cities. It sounds like that was never changed. There's no before and after on that. It sounds like that's still mutter. Oh my, Rava said after Krakim, after Kvarim, it's only the large ones, not the small ones. My time, it came to the Zutra Nefesh of life, because the small ones are very small. I mean that they're so small, they're so hot, because they're so hot, so it's inevitable that you're going to end up schwitzing. So it's interesting that what comes out from this Gemara, and there's no time to go through the Halacha, maybe we'll go through this on Matzah Yontif. But for now, a day late and a dollar short. But as it relates to the difference between Shabbos and Yontif, it sounds like the real difference is as it relates to being Roichetz Pan of Yadav Raglav. If you're being Roichetz Pan of Yadav Raglav, that's something that's Shavu L'chol Nefesh, then you can heat water even on Yontif itself, because Mitaych Shehut Melach L'tzarech, Hut Melach Anamich Loi L'tzarech. But other than that, from the Gemara, simply, it sounds like Shabbos and Yontif were all the same. What you can't do on Shabbos, you can't do on Yontif, even if it was heated Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif. That's what it sounds like. But the truth is, if you go through the Rishonim, there are differences between Shabbos and Yontif, which manifests itself in the Halacha L'Maisa as it relates to taking a shower on Yontif. There would be differences. Just one difference that I think worth mentioning is that one of the Braises that the Gemara brought, so the Braisa discussed bathing in water that was heated on Erev Shabbos and said that it's not okay. You're not allowed to bathe your entire guf ever ever. And then the Braisa said, so when we went through this, we said we'll go back to this. So if you want to bathe your body ever ever on Shabbos with water that was heated on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to do this. This was the Tanya Kavasi de Shmuel. This is where Rav's kula of Ever Ever was knocked out. And then the Braisa said, this is true on Shabbos. So the question is, why did the Braisa say, it should have said, or maybe not, but why is it only mashma from the Braisa that it's also true for Chamin Shulchamu Biyantif? So some say that it's mashma from that Braisa that even though Rav was Tiyufta the Rav Tiyufta, and there's no heter of Ever Ever, it's only on Shabbos that there's no heter of Ever Ever, even if the water was heated on Erev Shabbos. But if the water would be heated on Erev Yontif, then there would be a heter of Ever Ever on Yontif. It's almost before it's in the Braisa. Because the Tanya Kavase de Shmuel, which knocked out Rav in the first version, said that you can't use Ever Ever on Shabbos if the water was heated on Erev Shabbos, and you can't use Ever Ever on Yontif if the water was heated on Yontif. It doesn't say if the water was heated on Erev Yontif. So it sounds like if you have a shower that has a boiler that heats the water Erev Yontif, and now you want to use it on Yontif itself, if you do it Ever Ever, just based on the Diak in that Braisa, maybe it would be mutter. Again, this is above my pay grade, but I just thought it was worth mentioning that, because in the conversations about, yeah, shower on Yontif, no shower on Yontif, Ever Ever comes up a lot. Here you see it in the daf, where it's Mefurish Lechur, and there's Bryce in the Tanya Kavos in the Shmuel, which knocked out Rav's Kul of Ever Ever. It's at Shabbos, even if it was heated on Erev Shabbos, but it seems to be very meduyik that if the water was heated on Erev Yontif, that wouldn't be the Halach. Tanu Rabbanim, Ischam Banim, Kedagadam Madura, V'yoyitze. A person's allowed to heat himself in front of a Madura, go out, and Mishtate Petzoyin, and then cool off in cold water. There's no reason you shouldn't be able to do that. Ubevat Shalei Yishtate Petzoyin. What you're not allowed to do is, you're not allowed to rinse yourself with cold water, V'ischam Kedagadam Madura, then sit down in front of a Madura, like a fireplace, to heat yourself. And the reason is, because you're heating the water that's on you. So you're not allowed to wash yourself in cold water and then heat yourself in front of a madura. So washing yourself with cold water sometimes is mutter. But what about after you wash yourself in cold water, on Shabbos this is, you're going to go heat yourself by a fireplace. You can't do that. The reason is because you're heating up the water that's on you. So it'd be very tempting to say that maybe this is even a melacha d'oraisa, because if you're going to heat the water, you're being mevashel the water. And if you're going to be mevashel the water, you may be over bishul deraisa. But it's mevur in the Rishonim that that's not the pshat of the Gemara. The reason this is a problem is because of an issa derabbanan. Meaning, this is usur even if you only heat the water a little bit. Not to the point where it's yatzol ledesfoy, where it's considered halachically bishul. The reason this is a problem is because this is a sif katan in the sugyas that we're learning. That's why we just mentioned it. Because it's like bathing in hot water. What do you mean? I bathed in cold water. Yeah, you bathed in cold water and then you heated yourself in hot water. I got that. That's tantamount on some level to bathing in hot water, and that's why the Braisa said it's awesome, and that's why we just mentioned this Braisa. Tanu Rabbanan, a similar halacha. You're allowed to take an aluntis, a towel, heat it up, and put it on your stomach for therapeutic reasons, even on Shabbos. I mean, even though a lot of Dvarim Shal Refuah Asr on Shabbos, this is something that's mutter. We've actually yavi kumkumish amayim. However, you can take a kumkumis, also known as a kumkum, of hot water, and put it on your intestines on Shabbos. And the reason you're not allowed to do this is because we're afraid that the water may spill, okay? And you're going to bathe yourself with hot water on Shabbos. That's not something you're allowed to do. Even Panav Yad Viraglov is awesome. But the Gemara says, just as an FYI, V'dav is that, filib achar l'asim. V'tnei ha-sakana, this falls into one of the things that are awesome of Tnei ha-sakana, as in, Daf Lamed Beizam Aralef, L'Oilam Ha-Yamed Adam, B'makam ha-sakana, Yeridei Kuf Tezayin. So this already takes on the chumra of Chamira Sakanta Misura. So this is just bad advice to ever do. Tanu Rabbanu, maybe Adam Kitin Shalmayim, a person's allowed to take a Kitin Shalmayim, a little jug of water, U'manicha Kidegan Amavur, and put it next to a fireplace on Shabbos. Now, you can't do it if it's going to get hot to the point where you're going to cook the water. It's going to be yatso ledespa. Again, the halachic definition of cooking is when liquid becomes yatso ledespa. I was going to talk about it more later in the da. So if it's going to get that hot to the point where it's mamash hot, that's a problem. But if all you're doing is warming it up a little bit, taking away a little bit of its coldness, that's muti. You didn't cook it, so there's no reason you can't do it on Shabbos. You could do this even with oil. So the Tanakhama said it about water. Rabbi Yudah said it about oil. What would the Tanakhama hold about oil? The Gemara is going to discuss that. Same thing. Again, Rabbi Yudah said with oil, when I said you could do this, not if it's going to be to the point where it cooked. Just for it to warm up. Shem Gamliel, Shem Gamliel said, Isha Sacha Yadah Shemen. A woman can smear her hand with oil and heat her hand by the Madur. She could do the same thing to her child. She doesn't have to worry about it. It sounds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds also that to go ahead and heat the oil in and of itself would be a problem. He just said if you do it in a roundabout way, with a shinoi, kalachayat, you don't put the oil next to the madur, you put it on your hand and you put your hand, you put it on your child, you put your child next to the madur. It's in those cases of limud. Either way, the Gemara is going to discuss all this. So we had three shittas in this braisa. Tanakama said you can take a kitin shamay and put it next to a fireplace. As long as it's not going to cook, as long as it's just going to warm up a little bit, no worries. Rabbi Yehuda said you could do it with oil. So what does the Tanakama hold as it relates to shemen? Rabbi Yehuda said that it's mutter, right? Meaning it's water and also oil. Nachum Yitzchak Amalei Sura. No, Tanakama said water. He didn't say oil. Rabbi Yosef Damitcher Vayla Teira. Rabbi Yosef said it's mutter. Why? Shemen Afa Bishah Yatzalad. This by mutter. Shemen is mutter. Kosovar Tanakama. Shemen Eimem Shabishol. Meaning Rabbi Yosef hold even a bigger chiddush. Not only is it mutter with shemen, it's mutter even if it's going to be Yatzalay led this by. Meaning, the Tanakhama was talking about water. He said water is mutter to put next to a madura as long as it doesn't cook. But if you just want it to warm a little bit, that's fine. He didn't say anything about shemen. Rabbi Rav Yosef said that according to the Tanakhama, you can leave shemen there even if it's going to cook, which is a much bigger chiddush. And the reason is because Tanakhama holds shemen in by mishum bishul. You can't cook oil. So if you can't cook oil, you can't be over the malacha of bishul. Plus, Rabbi Yudah Lamemis, Rabbi Yudah went and he argued Tanakhama and he said shemen yesh by mishum bishul. Shemen does have bishul. And he added to that, the hefsheroi loy zehu bishulai. Because shemen has bishul, so you can't leave it there to the point where it's going to cook and really become hot. But at the same, if you want it to warm up a little bit, that's fine. Because warming up oil is not considered bishul. Plus, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Lamemis, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel came and he said even a bigger chiddush. Warming it is considered bishul. That's why you can't even leave it there if you want to warm it up. If you do it with a shinui, then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it's mutter. But without a shinui, it's going to be aser. Either way, that's the way Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef formulated the three shittas in the Braiser. Nachman Yitzchak Amalei Surah, he said no. That the Tanakhama held that shemen is oil. How so? Shemen, afo bisha in yatzah ledes by aser. He held the Tanakhama said the heter by water. There is no heter by shemen. Meaning, even when it's mutter by water, which is if it's not yatzah ledes by, still be aser by shemen, even if it's not yatzah ledes by. Number one, you can cook shemen. And just warming it a little bit is considered bishul, so you can't even warm it. Plus, Rabbi Yudah Lameimer, Rabbi Yudah went and he argued, he said, Efsheru loizeo bishuloi. No, I agree, Shemen yesh by mishum bishul, but Efsheru loizeo bishuloi. So you can leave it there if you want it to warm up a little bit, but not if you're going to cook it. Plus, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Lameimer, Shemen yesh by mishum bishul, Efsheru zeo bishuloi. Shimon Gamliel said, essentially what the Tanakhama said, that Shemen has bishul, Efsheru zeo bishuloi. Meaning, the Tanakhama said, only water, not oil, because you can cook oil, Efsheru zeo bishuloi. Shimon Gamliel said the same thing. that you can't just leave oil there, even if you're just going to warm it up a little bit. Because Shema Yeshma Mishum Bishul, Vev Shem Yerzev Bishul, Freit Gemara, Mishum Gavlil Hayna Tana Kama, the obvious question, Mishum Gavlil Tana Kama seem to be the same Shita, Ikbeinah Kalachayat. No, there is a difference. Because Mishum Gavlil was Mechadish, you can do a Kalachayat. Tana Kama never said anything about putting it on your hand and putting it on your child. This is all Rav Shimon Gamliel's Chiddush. And the real truth is, it really is a Chiddush. Because even though we know a Melacha Kalachayat is different than a Melacha that's not Kalachayat, but it's still awesome with the Rabbanon. You can't just do Melacha. You can't start writing on Shabbos with a Shinoi. You can be mako with a shinoi given certain circumstances because it's an issa d'rabbanan as opposed to an issa d'raisa. Obviously, it's going to be more lenient in halacha, but at the end of the day, it's awesome. So Rav Shimon Gamliel allows you to go ahead and do all the katchil. In fact, the Rishonim are very bothered why Rav Shimon Gamliel allowed you to do a halacha. Since when are you allowed to do a malacha with a shinoi? If Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that Shem and Yeshua Mishum Bishul, that Hevsheir is Oy Bishulay, so essentially Rav Shimon Gamliel said, oh no, don't do this with oil because it's cooking, it's Malacha Deraisa. With a Shinoi, it's Mutter. What? You're allowed to write with your left hand on Shabbos if you're a righty? Likatchila, no one ever said you're allowed to do that. Either way, that is the Gemara, and we'll exhale over here. So just one Ha'ara, going back to yesterday's daf. So in yesterday's daf, we talked about cooking in an unconventional manner. Toldos Ar, Chama, Toldos Chama. And the Gemara said that there was a machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. Hamevashel betoldos chama. So you cook using heat that's a derivative of the sun. So you had a sudder, for example, it was out in the sun, it became very, very hot, and now you want to crack an egg and fry the egg, roast the egg on that sudder. Is it mutter on Shabbos or is it aser on Shabbos? Chachamim said it's aser. Rabbi Yossi said it's mutter. And there were other examples of that as well. Chama say it's aser, toldos ar is aser on Shabbos. Toldos chama is aser on Shabbos. Yehi said it's mutter because he holds that toldos chama is mutter on Shabbos. The Gemara, according to one nusach, said that the Chachamim told Rabbi Yossi, I have a raya not like you. I have a raya that toldos chama is a problem. You know what my raya is? From the Maisa Shahoya Kachoya. The Anshei Tveria, they ran a pipe of cold water through the Chami Tveria. It ended up heating on its own on Shabbos. It heated on its own on Yontif. This thing seemed to have run for some time. And the Chachamim said, this is treated like Cham and Shulchan Ube Shabbos, Cham and Shulchan Ube Yontif. This is like water that was cooked on Shabbos, cooked on Yontif. So Chacham told Rabbi Yossi, how was that water cooked? It was cooked using the springs of Tveria, Chami Tveria. That's called the Chama. That's not toldos ar. If anything, it's toldos chama. What is it? It's chamit fair. It's natural heat. But it's not toldos ar. And still, you see, there was a problem. The chachamim said it was an issue. So they told Rabbi Yossi, no one disagrees that all the chachamim went up and they were meicha. They put a pashkevil in that what the anshei tveria did was wrong. So if that's the case, they told Rabbi Yossi, how could you say toldos chama is mutter? How are you going to make sense of that story? So the Gemara said, Amaluhu, Rabbi Yossi told him, this was the last line on Amites Amid Aleph, Ahu toldos arhu. You're making a mistake. You're assuming the chami tferius toldos chama is really toldos ar. The chalfi apischa de gehenna. Because I'm going to tell you the real story. You know how the chami tferius get its heat? It's natural? Yeah, it's natural. But really, really, spiritually, what's going on behind the scenes is it passing the Pesach of Gehenim and it gets its heat from Gehenim. What's the source of heat in Gehenim? It's fire. As a result, it's considered toldos ar. Now, the truth is, this Gemara is really hard to understand because when we talk about the fire of Gehenim, it's metaphorically speaking. It's not literal. Gehenim is not a physical place. It's a metaphysical place. So if that's the case, everything that we know is a mashal and a chida. It's used to describe things, l'saber es ha'ozen, so we can understand a little bit what it is, so we can relate to it. But at the same time, is there real fire in Gehenna? I mean, you have many chazals that way. But again, usually from a metaphorical perspective. Here you have a Gemara where the Gemara says that Rabbi Yossi Tainit, that being that the chami tfer, you get their heat, literally, from Pischa to Gehenna, and in Pischa to Gehenna, there's fire. It has a din of toldos ar, and it impacts Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Pesach and Hilchas Basar V'Cholav, etc., etc., etc. But either way, as it relates to this, the Chalfi Apischa de Gehenim, I'll tell you one ha'ara nifla that I heard from my good friend Levi Chomsky, b'shem Hagoyin Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, and that is as follows: we all know what we say in the Haggadah, Matzah Zu Sha'anu Oichlin Al Shumma Al Shum Shalai Hispik Betzei Sam Shalav Yisenu LaHachmetz. The Baal Haggadah seems to be depicting a scene where the Yidden are sitting, they're baking challah, and all of a sudden Hashem says, Chevra, we're going. He said, what do you mean? The challah is not ready yet. He says, I don't care. There's no time for it to rise. We have to go quickly. And it's a pasuk, says the Baal Haggadah. It didn't have a chance to properly rise. Because the Yidden were thrown out of Mitzrayim. They couldn't wait. They had no other food. All they had was matzah. And it's for that reason, we all eat matzah. So matzah zusha anu oichlan al shoma, it's all related to this pasuk. Vayoifu es habatzik asho yitziu mi mitzrayim ugeis matzahs. If you take a look at the Targum Yonasan on that pasuk, the pasuk that's quoted by the Baal Haggadah, the pasuk that's mentioned in Parashas Bo, Rabbi Gamliel says, kol shalo yom shleish dvar malolu leyotze dechay vasek bepesach, that pasuk of vayoifu es habatzik, you didn't bake the matzah. How did they bake the matzah? Says the Targum Yonasan, v'havoy katin min lisha, so this is real Aramaic, da'apiku mi mitzrayim, they had this dough that they had taken out with them from Mitzrayim, u'misadrin al resheyon, they had it on their heads, u'misafi lohoin, and it was baking mi'chumso de'shemsho, from the heat of the sun, chariron, patiron, arum lochama, arum etrichum mitzrayim, etc., etc., etc. Either way, says the Targum Yonasan, the pasuk says vayoyfu es habotzek. You want to know how they baked the dough? They baked it v'have a cotton minlisha da piku mitzrayim u'mesadrin al reishayin u'mesafi lohoin mechumse de shimsha. It was baked with the heat of the sun. The Pardes Yosef on this pasuk, right here in Parshas Bo, asks a kasha from a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is in the first parak of Masechtas Chala. It's Halacha Gimel. Yerushalmi talks about different things that one is allowed to use for matzah and different types of doughs that were prepared in certain ways that one is not allowed to use for matzah. Says the Yerushalmi, I quote, "Ve'en yoytzin besufganim shenasu b'chama." You're not allowed to use sufganim, self-explanatory, shenasu b'chama, that were baked, not in an oven, but rather were baked in a sun. Now what's the makar to this Yerushalmi? It's yesterday's sugya. The Gemara said everyone's maida, even the chachamim, that if someone's mevashel b'chama, it's not considered bishul. Rashi said it's not derech bishul. The raid we spoke at yesterday, Rabbi Chanan Masechtas Pesachim, or Tzadik Vav, but the point is a concept of mevashel b'cham, it's not considered bishul. That halacha is true regarding matzah as well. The ein yoytzen besufganim shenasu b'chama. So freak the pardes Yosef, if that's the case, it's a pella. Because why do we eat matzah on Pesach? Matzah zushanu oichlan al shoma. It's because of this pasuk. Vayoyfu es habatzik asho yitziu mi mitzrayim ugas matzahs. Ki loy chametz ki garshu mi mitzrayim v'lo yochel es mameya v'gam tzeda loy asu lehem. How is that matzah prepared? Says the Targum Yonasan, u'misadun al reshem, they had dough on their heads, u'misafi lohim mechumse de shemsha, and it baked in the sun. That means the matzah that we're making a zecher for was gufa, baked in the sun. So how is it possible, freak the Targum Yonasan, or freak the Pardes Yosef, that there could be such a halacha? How is it possible that the halacha is that ve'en yoytzin besufganim shenasu b'chama? And the truth is that for us, you tell me, of course that's the way it is. Shabbos taflamites. This is chama. Told us chama is a shayla. Chama itself is not a shayla because ain't derech bishul b'kach. The problem is that's the way they bake the matzahs in Mitzrayim. So if that's the way they bake the matzahs in Mitzrayim, l'chur, it's a very shver kasha. And the Pardes Yosef says a doichik. He says that the truth is, and if you ever thought about this, when the Yidden were Mitzrayim, Bilel HaSeder, the first Seder ever, when the Yidden were Mitzrayim, they brought the Karban Pesach, they brought the very special Pesach Mitzrayim, the Pesach Mitzrayim from which they took blood and they put it on the mezuzahs and the mashkev, the night of Makas Bechayres, the night of when the Geula started. That night, did the Yidden eat matzah or did they not eat matzah? So really, at first glance, it sounds a little from the Haggadah like maybe they didn't. Because matzah is Ushano, Eichlan al Shoma, why do we eat matzah? Because when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, this is after they ate the Korban Pesach. When they left Mitzrayim, vayoyvus habatzik asho hitziu mi Mitzrayim, ki loy chometz, ki garshu mi Mitzrayim, v'lo yochlu ismameya, v'gam tzedu loy osu lehem. So says the Pardes Yosef, so it comes out that that matzah that the Yidden ate that night really wasn't matzah's mitzvah. We have matzah's mitzvah as zeicher today. But that in of itself wasn't matzah's mitzvah. So if it wasn't matzah's mitzvah, that matzah maybe was able to bake in the sun, and you had no problem with the fact that it was baked in the sun. Now the kasha is still a kasha, because our matzah that we eat is al shumma, it's al shum vayoyfu es habatzik asho yitziu mi Mitzrayim. But at the end of the day, the parashah says, it doesn't bother me as much. At the very least, the Targum Yonasan says, not... head on connected to Yerushalmi. You're going to tell me, how could Yerushalmi say you can't be Yoitza with Sufganim Shanasu Bechama? Targum Yonison says this is what they did in Mitzrayim. No, that matzah that they ate in Mitzrayim was the matzah they took out with them. That's not the matzah that they ate as matzah's mitzvah. If I can't, we eat matzah's mitzvah only as a zecher to that. But the aura is still a good aura. At the end of the day, we eat matzah's mitzvah as a zecher. As a zecher to the matzah of Ayoifu as Abatzik. If the matzah of Ayoifu as Abatzik says the Targum Yoinesin was Misafi Lohoin Michumso de Shimsha, then how's it possible that if you go ahead now and you bake matzahs in the way that the Yoitze Mitzrayim bake their matzahs, that you wouldn't be able to be Yoitze, your Chayvus matzah? That's the question that the Pardes Yosef asks. So Levi told me that he found the Reb Chaim Kanievsky Sefer Derech Amuna in the second parak of Mesechtes Bikurim. He says a teretz nifla. Behektim a gemara in Mesechtes Bava Basra. The gemara is in parak Amoichas Asfina. The gemara over there is discussing something very technical. Is the color of the sun red or is the color of the sun white? And the Gemara says that you find wheat that's sometimes white and sometimes red. And the Gemara initially suggested that maybe the reason you find red wheat is because this is wheat that was exposed to the sun, and the color of the sun is red. But the Gemara says, I have a stira, it's mashma that maybe it's red, a mashma that it's mashma that maybe it's white. So the Gemara says like this, Betzafra in the morning, the chafla beivardi de Gan Eden, the sun, it passes through the roses of Gan Eden. It's a garden. It passes through the roses of the Garden of Eden. So it's red. It's red in the morning. The panya becomes red again. You know why? Because then it passes through the Chof HaPischa de Gehenim. And being that it's Chof HaPischa de Gehenim, so again it becomes red. In other words, the Gemara says that sometimes it's red and sometimes it's white. Usually it's white. Early in the morning it's red, late at night it's red. Early morning it's red, it passes through Gan Eden, it becomes red. Late at night it's red again, well, not late at night, later in the day it's red, because it passes through the Pischa de Gehenim. So again it's red. But the Gemara says, some said Ipcha, just the opposite. That in the morning it's red, because it passes a Pischa de Gehenim. And then later in the day it's red because it's Chofa Abeivardi de Gan Eden. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, Moyerdik, he said, when did the Yidden leave Mitzrayim? They left Mitzrayim in the morning. The Haschol of the Geula happened at night. That was by Chatzos. But the Geula Shlema Brachis Taftes. That happened during first thing in the morning. They couldn't even wait. The Kigarshumi Mitzrayim Velo Yochlu Lismame. But when did it happen? It happened first thing in the morning. First thing in the morning, the sun is where, according to the second Gerson, the Gemara Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph, it passes through Pischa de Gehenim. It passes through Pischa de Gehenim, said Reb Chaim, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, the Rabbi Yossi held that the Chami Tveria had a din of Ar. Why did it have a din of Ar? Because the Chofi of Pischa de Gehenim, it has a din of Ar. Oh, it has a din of Ar, so it comes when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they had the bread, the dough, it was on their head, it was baking in the sun, it wasn't baking in the sun. It was baking from the Pischa de Gehenim. The Pischa de Gehenim has a din of Taldasar. Has a din of Taldasar. That's why you don't have the problem of Chama. So Reb Chaim said, and he said very clearly, this is just for the raid bite. This has nothing to do with Halacha L'maisa. But bottom line is, maybe the Targum Yoinesin, if Targum Yoinesin was even written by Yoinesin Ben Azil. But whoever the author of Targum Yoinesin is, I am Marshal Megill Daf Gimel Amar Aleph, if we have raid bites on that. But whoever the author of the Targum Yoinesin is he held like that side in the Gemara. And Baba Basra paid Dalam and Aleph that in the morning the sun is red because it's Chalfia Pischa de Gehenim. If that's the case, the Yidden left Mitzrayim first thing in the morning. So it comes out when the dough is baking in the sun, it was really baking in the fire, the fires of Gehenim. And you see the fires of Gehenim have a din of Ari, as a din of Toldasar, like the Gemara says, Mefurish in Shabbos Lam Tessam and Aleph. So that's why it has nothing to do, Reb Chaim said, with the Yerushalmi in Mesechtes Chala. It's interesting. He brings the Pardes Yosef, Reb Chaim. He says that he found the Pardes Yosef, asks his kasha. He says, based on this whole cheshbin, it's miyoshev.